the sort of bite-sized Shakespeare many of us would love to have learnt at school, I'm sure. The next 5 weeks, actors from the Royal Shakespeare Company will be acting out the lives of 6 characters from Romeo and Juliet on the microblogging website Twitter. They'll tweet in character with references to the plot. They'll share their emotions and interact with others on the site. Charles Hunter is from Redlark, which is producing the play, and he explained how it all works.
If you check in on what they're doing over the next 5 weeks, listen to them, watch how they speak to each other and what they tell you about their own lives, gradually you'll see a story taking place. The prologue describes the play as 2 hours traffic, and even if it does take a bit longer when you actually see it on stage, it certainly doesn't take 5 weeks. So this will see the story happening in modern time, live and in real time.
There from Mudlark. Well, Welsh author Bethan Marlowe is one of the writers for the project, which is called Such Sweet Sorrow. Coming, Bethan, this is fantastic. We're used to Shakespeare make grand plays on stage. This is anything but.
Yes, that's true. That's true. There's no stage here at all, except for the one that's on the web.
All the world is a stage.
Yes, exactly.
How's it going to work then? I mean, you're going to start tweeting. When does it all kick off?
Right. Well, there was a few tweets that were going out yesterday, but literally in about 6 minutes' time, Juliet will be waking up to get to school, and so she's going to start tweeting. She's very new. She only joined Twitter yesterday, so she's very excited and very new as a 15-year-old that's found a new piece of gadget. From my side, and Tim Wright is the other writer, we've been developing and trying to see where Romeo and Juliet would fit today and make it relative to us, not just teenagers, but people in their 20s and 30s, and generally people who, you know, that age span that doesn't naturally think of going to the theatre on a night, you know, for somewhere to go. And so it's very relevant to quite a big span of age.
And the idea is that we all start following Juliet as she meets Romeo, and then presumably the party happens. Is it going to unfold like the play?
Yes, exactly like the play. We've got a week per act, and there's 5 acts, and so it goes over 5 weeks. But you'll also see the relationships between both families, the Capulets and the Montagues, and there'll be a family feud that's relative to this day and that.
And they'll have their own, Facebook site? You can join either, or
Get that on Facebook site. And she's also got a YouTube channel. Makisha's got an Audioboo profile, and I think Romeo's getting one of those in a couple of weeks. But Romeo's not on yet. Romeo's nowhere to be seen.
Not yet.
He's not joined onto Twitter.
Well, I thought you were a writer. Of course, you're not on Twitter. Yeah, you're not twitching, are you?
No.
Tweeting, I should say.
Well, what
are you writing?
Well, what we've created is a whole grid showing what everyone's doing so that we can make sure that the story is being told through various different people. So if we knew that the story needs to be told in Act 1, we then need to share it and see what characters are going to be able to be the storyteller on every time. So then we break it down to a daily mission. So the daily mission is that the actor gets it a day before, exactly what's happening to them that day. So where they are, how they're feeling, who they're interacting with, and what story needs to be told.
As you know, anything can happen online. What if Julia falls for somebody else?
Well, it might happen. I mean, we'll, as Rice said, we'll have to try and put her off.
You're open to that, are you?
Oh, absolutely.
You've been sticking the script, don't you?
Oh, of course. I'm not stopping a Twitterer to start flirting with Julia and see if he can win her over, or he or she can win her over. I mean, there's nothing to say that they can play with it and see how that goes. But of course, eventually there's a storyline and a story that can be told.
And you're launching just at the time of the general election. How are you going to compete with the wives of our political leaders for attention?
Oh, I think we're just going to join in, I think.
Really?
Well, it's something that's happening at the time, and so there's a few characters that I think would have quite a bit to say about the election.
Okay. You better not say how they'd vote, though.
No, I won't say.
Thanks a lot, and good luck with it.
Thank you very much.
Marlowe there, one of the writers. Such Sweet Sorrow.